USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Officials up and down Florida's western coast are assessing the damage from Ian. Ian, which is now a tropical storm, is also responsible for millions of power outages. At FEMA headquarters in Washington, President Biden thanked the team there for helping to deploy the thousands of personnel who are helping to rescue people from their homes and provide necessary resources.
We're doing a hell of a job. We really are.
Senators Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, and Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, announced bipartisan legislation that would refuse to recognize Russian annexation of any portion of Ukraine, saying it would cut off U.S. aid to any country that recognized Putin's apparently imminent annexations. Here's Blumenthal on Thursday.
Essentially what we're saying is any nation that aids and abets Vladimir Putin in this absolutely illegal action ought to be held responsible for its complicity.
Senator Graham here talks about the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons in its war against Ukraine.
The use of a nuclear weapon by Russia in Ukraine would be an attack on NATO itself. The radiation would not be confined to Ukraine. You would be irradiating parts of Europe that are under the NATO banner. So if that day ever comes, and I hope and pray it doesn't, that should be considered by NATO writ large, the United States, as an attack by Russia on NATO itself.
A Native American just might be the next astronaut.
A NASA astronaut is making a giant leap for diversity. Nicole Mann will become the first Native American woman to fly in space when SpaceX's Crew 5 mission for NASA launches from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That liftoff is currently scheduled for October 4th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Officials up and down Florida's western coast are assessing the damage from Ian. It made landfall near Fort Myers as a Category 4 storm, but the effects of the heavy rains and winds could be felt far inland, as far as Orlando, as the storm makes its way across the state. Ian, which is now a tropical storm, is also responsible for millions of power outages. At FEMA headquarters in Washington, President Biden said the federal government is already providing necessary resources.
That includes millions of liters of water, millions of meals, and hundreds of generators. I deployed dozens of search and rescue teams, along with high water vehicles and rescue helicopters to help get survivors to safety.
President Joe Biden at FEMA headquarters also said that his administration will respond if oil and gas companies raise prices as Floridians deal with the impacts of what was Hurricane Ian.
If a gas station companies try to use this storm to raise prices, I'm going to ask officials to look into whether or not the price gouging is going on. America's watching, and the industry should do the right thing. I expect them to do the right thing.
Putin announces signing ceremony.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Thursday he will hold a signing ceremony Friday to formally annex four Moscow-occupied areas of Ukraine and officially make it a part of Russia. This follows the referendum elections over 5 days last week. The elections were widely condemned by Western governments as a sham. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.